From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. Governor Eric Greitens has called lawmakers back for another special session, this time on abortion-related proposals. Marshall Griffin reports.
In an announcement posted to Facebook, Greitens says he wants lawmakers to overturn a local ordinance that makes St. Louis an abortion sanctuary city, which he says interferes with the operating of pro-life crisis pregnancy centers. Two bills filed during the regular session would have reversed or limited that ordinance, but both fell short. Greitens also wants lawmakers to require abortion clinics to undergo annual inspections, have a plan in place if complications arise during a procedure, and to bar employees from telling emergency responders to not use their lights and sirens when called to an abortion clinic. Democratic Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says the proposals will endanger women and threaten their access to reproductive health care. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Supporters of a new osteopathic medical school in Joplin are looking forward to late July, when the first class of 162 students is scheduled to arrive. The Joplin campus of the Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences officially opened with a ribbon-cutting ceremony Tuesday. It is the first medical school to open in Missouri in nearly half a century. The Joplin Globe reports a local steering committee raised nearly $30 million to contribute to the school, and the property and school building were donated. After 4 years, the school expects to enroll 600 students with a goal of improving access to healthcare in rural areas. Law enforcement agencies across Missouri that use DWI checkpoints to catch drunk drivers won't be able to use federal money to pay for them. The move by state lawmakers is getting mixed reviews. Marshall Griffin reports.
The federal grant money ban is tucked into a budget bill that Governor Eric Greitens has yet to sign. The St. Louis Police Department says it will have to instead use funds that are reserved for overtime pay or stop using checkpoints altogether. Lieutenant Paul Lauer says DWI checkpoints also serve as an educational tool.
People could see the police out there. They knew, you know, it said checkpoint ahead. They knew the reason why they were coming into the checkpoint. It just kind of brought some awareness about driving while intoxicated.
But Cole County Sheriff John Wheeler says checkpoints are not as effective because people can use social media to alert others to where they're located. The Central Missouri County relies mainly on saturation patrols to catch drunk drivers. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
MU is in its second year of an enrollment decline, along with steep budget cuts and layoffs. Fewer minority, low-income, and rural students are attending MU. The Columbia Missourian reports this year, rather than rolling out new initiatives, MU is multiplying past efforts like school visits and phone calls. MU projected that about 4,000 first-time college students will enroll in August, a 15% drop from last year. As the school doubles down on recruitment efforts, MU's Vice Provost for Enrollment Management, Pelham Morris, says he wants to encourage students from all backgrounds to apply and stay at MU. Despite the declines, MU still attracted more freshmen than other state schools in the region. Fall 2016 freshman enrollment was about equal to the University of Nebraska. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.